GZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's local government authorities say disaster centres in the province are well equipped for any eventuality this winter. Cooperative Governance MEC Bongiwe Sithole Moloi met with disaster management teams, councillors and mayors in Durban today. The discussion focused on the winter season's disaster response preparedness.
There is a provincial disaster centre that is coordinating all the municipalities. But in municipalities themselves, we must employ people. Because as we are listening today, when Mr. Ngema was putting on board, municipalities are not taking the role of ensuring that they have correct people that are dealing with disaster and coordinating disasters in their respective municipalities. That causes a cause of concern.
More than half of South Africa's rooftop solar PV systems remain unregistered, raising safety and regulatory concerns. According to Eskom, more than 5 gigawatts of rooftop solar PV has been installed. Municipalities are now urging residents to make use of an online platform by Sustainable Energy Africa. They have a tool to help municipalities to streamline registrations. SEA project coordinator Sinao Sigalelana says as of yesterday, 1,079 applications were received and more than half of these have been granted permission to install. Authorities say registration is necessary to ensure grid stability and safety at municipal level. Kusatu has called on government to step in to reduce job losses at the post office. More workers are expected to be laid off as the entity undergoes a business rescue process. 21 post office branches in KZN are among 235 that are said to be shut across the country this year. Kusatu's Hangwane Mashau is calling for a solution to the retrenchments.
We reject the intended retrenchments at the post office because that is a continuation of a loss of jobs for many of the people who work in the SOEs. On the contrary, as COSAT, we believe that the SOEs should be assisted, government should intervene aggressively.
And further afield, two men have been arrested in Germany on suspicion of spying for Russia. The pair is also said to have been planning attacks, including on U.S. Army targets, apparently to undermine military support for Ukraine. Prosecutors believe they have been active for a foreign intelligence service, saying it's a particularly serious case of espionage. Police have searched both men's homes and places of work in Bavaria. Your top story, KZN's local government authorities say disaster centres in the province are well equipped for any eventuality this winter. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.